out on the water or deep in the woods, this is Willie Outdoors, brought to you by Mossy Oak Properties Heart Realty and Barren River Deer Processing. Now, here's your host, Ralph Gentry.
Hello again, friends. This is Ralph Gentry with another report on the Willie Outdoors segment, brought to you on the Big Willie 94.1. I want to thank our sponsors at this time, Mossy Oak Properties, Heart Realty. See Paul Thomas or Richard Hines to buy or sell your property, and Barren River Deer Processing. Contact Casey Elmore and his crew for your game processing, and feel free to contact them concerning domestic farm animal processing for those details. Last time I talked to you about the spring turkey season that's ongoing now until June the 15th. If you haven't been successful yet, don't give up, folks. You still have plenty of time to fill those tags. Just keep in mind that as the season progresses, those big toms get smarter and more leery, since they can get what we call call wise. Practice calling to hone your skills before you go afield, and don't get in the habit of over calling. That just makes these turkeys a little bit smarter that there's something fishy going on. Try calling less and maybe change your setup and your decoy setup as well. So get out there and hopefully you can fill your tags before long. By the way, don't forget your bug spray. Ticks, turkey mites, mosquitoes, and other creepy crawlies are out and about, so I've already pulled a couple of ticks from myself while hunting mushrooms, or dry land fish, to be more specific. I've been out a couple of times and only found a few, and very few at that. I have seen social media posts of some hunters having real good luck, and then again, I've had a few people saying they haven't found any at all. So I don't know what's going on, Mother Nature, you know, but due to our weather conditions and all the heavy rains we've had, I am going to try to stay optimistic and that maybe, just maybe, they're running a little late this year. We'll see. Last week, I also touched on the upcoming squirrel season on Willie Outdoors. That season is coming in on May the 17th, and it's lasting until June the 15th. So, if you get out and about and hunt these bushy-tailed varmints with a small bore rifle, be sure and get out, check your scope, and hone your skills with it. Daily limit for squirrels is 6. And again, in this case, also, don't forget your bug spray. You'll thank me later for that reminder. Another opportunity to get out and pursue some delicious meat for some fine table fare. The frog season opens May the 16th and it goes through October the 31st, which is easy to remember because that's Halloween. But as the season goes, they get scarce by that time of the year, though, either by someone beating you to them or getting flashlights shy from those that have been after them before you get there. A few things pertaining to bullfrogs as far as laws and regulations go are as follows. Pay close attention. The daily limit for bullfrogs are 15, and also, depending on what method you're using and what license that you're required to possess. If you're using a gun or a bow and arrow, a hunting license is required. If a pole and line is used, which I've never tried that technique, a fishing license must be in your possession. But here's the kicker. If you're using a gig or you're catching them by hand, either a hunting or a fishing license is valid. So, regardless of whatever fish or game you pursue, check the regulations for that species. And you know what my hashtag is, know before you go. This has been Ralph Gentry with Willie Outdoors. Thanks for listening.